Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the 17th Perek of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Dalid and Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Hey, as we continue to learn the halachos of Muktzah, as we specifically are introduced here in Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Dalid to a new category, a new type of Muktzah. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, Kol HaKelim Nitalin, all Kelim, all utensils, all vessels, even those utensils whose main purpose is forbidden may be moved on Shabbos for its permitted purpose. Like we said previously, an item that's usually that its main purpose is prohibited on Shabbos, you're allowed to use it for its permissible purpose. You can use a hammer that's normally used to build, which you can't do on Shabbos. You can use the hammer to crack open a nut. What are some exceptions to this rule? Things that even though they have secondary purposes, those secondary purposes may not be done on Shabbos, even though the secondary purpose is permitted. Chutz min hamaser hagadol v'yaseid shel machareish. Says the Mishnah, except for a large saw that was used to cut wooden beans, and a coulter, like this large knife-like tool that is attached to a plow and cuts into the ground ahead of the plow. Now, these types of kelim are not allowed to be moved at all, even for permitted purposes, because we assume that its owner is particular to use them only for their main purpose, which would not be allowed on Shabbos. Now, this category of muktzah is referred to as muktzah machmas cheseron kis, which is like a muktzah because of a monetary loss. That anything that we assume that the owner of these items are not going to allow them to be used for anything other than their main purpose may not be used on Shabbos, and the assumption is that he's afraid that they're going to be damaged and he's going to suffer a major financial loss. And therefore, any of these big items, even though they do have secondary purposes, cannot be used on Shabbos at all. Now, we've learned earlier, as we've just been discussing, that a person's allowed to move some sort of a kli whose main use is forbidden for the sake of the permitted activity, or because one needs to use the space that it occupies, again, l'tzorach gufo or l'tzorach mekomo. But like we also discussed previously, a person is not allowed to move it for its own protection. You can't take it out of the sun in order to prevent it from getting the heat of the sun on it. Now we're going to discuss various kalim, various utensils, whose main use is actually permitted. It's used for something that's normally allowed, says the Mishnah. Kol hakalim nitalin litzorech v'shlo litzorech. Any utensil whose main purpose is permitted may be moved, whether for a purpose, meaning to use them or to clear the place they occupy, litzorech gufo or litzorech mekomo. And says the Mishnah, they may also be used not for any purpose at all, for no purpose except their own protection. You're allowed to move these kalim. If you have a fork, for example, that you're allowed to use to eat, so you can move it to protect it from the sun. Unlike a kli shemalach l'izer, where its main purpose is prohibited, is not allowed here. Its main purpose is allowed, and therefore it may be moved l'tzorach gufo and mekomo. But it can also be used what we refer to as mechama l'tzel, from the sun to the shade. However, the Mishnah is going to give us another opinion. Rabbi Nechemia says, "Eini talin ela l'tzorech," that even kalim, even utensils whose main use is permitted may not be moved except for a purpose, specifically the purpose for which they are intended. So, for example, according to the opinion of Rabbi Nechemia, a knife may be moved to cut something, that's its main purpose, but it may not be used and moved in order to support an unbalanced plate. That's not its purpose. So therefore, says Rabbi Nechemia, you can only use it for its main purpose, you can only use it for its main intention. However, as the Bartanur points out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Nechemia. The assumption is that any kalim whose main purpose is permitted may be moved whether for a purpose or for no purpose at all other than to move it for its protection. Continuing now with Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Hey, as we discuss the halacha of a kli that broke either before Shabbos or on Shabbos itself. It says the Mishnah, Kol HaKelim HaNitalin BaShabbos Shivrehen Nitalin Imohan, that any kli that may be moved on Shabbos itself, we assume that it's broken pieces. If it breaks, they may also be moved. Uvilvad Shiyu Osin Me'in Malacha, provided that they have some sort of a purpose, some sort of a function, some sort of a use, even if it is completely different from the kli's, from the utensil's original purpose. Continuing in the Mishnah, for example, Shivrei Areva Lechasos Ben Espia Chavis. For example, you can use the pieces of a broken mixing bowl, and you can use them to cover the opening of a barrel. Or Shivrei Zechuchas Lechasos Ben Espia Pach. You could use the pieces of broken glass container, and you could use it to cover the opening of a jar. According to this opinion, since these pieces are usable for something, they have some sort of a purpose, some sort of a function on Shabbos, they are still considered a kli, and therefore they are not mukta, they may be moved on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, says the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Uvilvachi osin mayin melachton, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, pieces of a kli, pieces of a bowl, etc., that broke on Shabbos may be moved only if they can perform something that is similar to their original purpose, something that is similar to their original function. So, for example, says the Mishnah, Shivrei Areva Latzok L'Sochan Mikpa. For example, you could have pieces of a broken mixing bowl, but you could only use them if they are fit to pour porridge into them. They're small, so you can't pour that much, but at least you can pour porridge into them. V'shel zechuchas latzok l'sochan shemen, and you could use pieces of a broken glass container in order to pour oil into them there as well. All right, a mixing bowl, as the Bartanura points out, is used for kneading dough. Therefore, its pieces must be able to hold a thick dough-like substance, such as porridge, and the pieces of a glass container, which is used to hold liquids, must be fit to hold oil or some sort of other liquid. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to be used for its original purpose. According to the first opinion, who he holds like, as the Bartanura points out, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. We all like the first opinion, namely, that as long as the broken pieces of the vessels have some purpose, have some function, you're allowed to move them and use them on Shabbos. Quick review, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, taught us about the halacha of Mukta Machmas Chesron Kis, that even though these items, these kalim, have secondary purposes that are permissible on Shabbos, because they're valuable, because they're expensive, the assumption is that the owner will only use them for its original intended purpose, its original intended function, and therefore they may not be used at all on Shabbos, because we assume that an owner would never allow you to use these big, fancy, expensive items for anything other than its intended purpose, for anything other than its intended use. And then the Mishnah continued to discuss, what about kalim whose main purpose is permitted? And we said that according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, they can be moved either for their purpose or for their space, but also in order to protect them for any other reason, even if they're not, it's not for a purpose at all. Rabbi Nachemi disagreed and said, no, it has to be for a specific purpose, either L'Tzorach Megomo for its place or L'Tzorach Gufo for its secondary permissible purpose. But again, we posit like the first opinion, namely, you can move these kalim for anything whatsoever, whether it is for its intended purpose or really for any purpose whatsoever. And then Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Hey discussed the broken shards of a bowl, etc., what the halacha is of that on Shabbos. And we said there was a machlokas in our Mishnah according to the first opinion, and they're not considered to be mukta. They may be moved as long as they can perform some sort of function, even if it is completely different from the kli's initial original function. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that it has to be somewhat related to the original function. If you have glass pieces from a glass bowl, it has to be able to hold some sort of a liquid, because that's the purpose typically of a glass bowl. But again, we paskin like the first opinion, namely, that as long as there's some purpose for these pieces, you can use them on Shabbos, even if it's not the initial purpose of the kli that they were before they broke. Have a great day.